One of the hardest things is being done with kafschus, trying to find how there's some creative situation where I think one thing's going on, really another thing's going on. The Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation puts out a weekly production called Adarava, and they bring a story in there every week of how we see you really don't know. No matter how clear it is to you, often you have the greatest unclarity. They bring a story that Rabbi Katz was sitting on a Shabbos learning with one of his sons. And two of his other sons said, "Hey, we want to cut up some fruit. Abba, do you let us cut up the fruit?" So he didn't think much of it. He said they're responsible enough. They were taught how to cut fruit up. They're going to make a nice fruit platter for Shabbos afternoon. It'll be geschmack, beautiful. Rabbi Katz continued learning with his son, and the two younger boys went off to make their fruit creation. A couple minutes later, their older sister, Esti, walks into the kitchen. And she goes, "Abba, get in here!" Rabbi Katz comes in, and he sees roughly half an inch of water covering the kitchen. He says, "What's going on over here?" He sees that the boys had turned on the sink in the process of washing off the fruit and cutting the fruit. So he makes a clear calculation. He says, "Hey, it's obvious that they were irresponsible and they let the water somehow splash all over the floor." So he told him, you can't do this anymore. I thought I could trust you. I thought you'd be responsible. I thought you'd take care of everything. And now this is a big mess." So he told them, "Go up to your rooms. You can't do this anymore." And they left. He was upset. How could he have let these kids do something so irresponsible? So what really happened here? So you pause the video for a second and see, what can we think of that really there was some way to don the boys of kafschus? Because no matter what they say at that point, they're guilty. This thing's on. Check under the sink. There's no leaking water pipe. It must be that the boys had played around with the water. Pause and see if you can figure it out. So if you figured something out, that's great. And if you didn't, listen to what happened. After Shabbos, they went to go open the dishwasher and water poured out. And they realized that even though from the sink there wasn't a leak, the dishwasher had a loose pipe and water spilled everywhere. This is a lesson to us, that we have to look at people, and when we think someone's doing something wrong, assuming they are someone who's keeping Torah mitzvahs, who's trying to be an Eved Hashem, we say, okay, I must not have the full picture. And when we do this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge us in a more favorable way.